some musical guests in the studio right now. As most everybody knows, I think one of the things that we like to do on the Roadhouse is have live music, and particularly musicians from this area, and that's exactly what we've got tonight. Our good friend Joe Pollock is back with us. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good to see you. There you go.
Yeah, no,
and you brought along a couple of friends, Max Bickle and Derek Smith. Good to see you guys as well.
Thanks, Bob.
Nice to have you in here. Now, is this a threesome? Is this a grouping that you've been working quite a bit with?
No, we John Mianowski is usually with the band, as well as Jesse
yeah.
Nicholson.
Yeah.
And they're both either previously occupied or unable to attend.
Which could be one and the same.
Yeah. Currently occupied.
Yeah. Previously, yeah.
Well, it could have been previously.
Well, it might have been.
Sure, no, a lot of people wouldn't have caught that.
I was actually paying attention to it. It's hard to believe.
When he's in the radio game like he is, he picks up on stuff like that. So now, have you guys... we're into the approaching what they call the shoulder season here in Cook County. Not quite yet because we still got colors, but are you still as busy as you have been with gigs and stuff?
No. Mostly
down?
Weekends, no.
Okay. Just because of not as many people around. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, do you play, obviously when they're doing the reading about the various venues and who's playing, your name is always there, you guys are always there, but do you go much out of the area to play?
I haven't because, and it's because I like living here, and going out of the area, it really doesn't become feasible economically to
sure.
do that,
yep.
And,
not cheap to go on the road.
No, it's not. And it takes a lot of time, and I like spending my spare time here, not someplace where all the things that I can do in my spare time are not there.
Yeah, right, like tracking. So,
oh, yeah, that I can do anywhere. Tracking I can do anywhere. That's
have you
true.
Ever done it in the middle of a big city?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yes. There's dust everywhere. And you can track insects in the dust. Just get yourself a little flashlight, and they just pop right out.
Well, we're not here to talk. That's a different interview.
That's all right.
Well, rather than talk, how about some music?
Well, yeah, yeah. That's all right. Hey, now I got two ears. Okay. We're going to do a song or two, depending on how much time we've got, from that we're going to do in a show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We're doing a show called Feeling Fall. And I've taken a good number of my songs that, to me, have the feeling of fall in them, whether it's talking about fall or just that you called the shoulder season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
mm-hmm.
feel to that.
You bet.
It brings a feeling. And
where are you doing this?
This is going to be at What's Upstairs, which is Betsy's, what do they call it? It used to be the old Playhouse.
Betsy Bowen Studio.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to play there from 7 until 9, and we just came from there rehearsing, and I really wanted to do this to give people a sample of what it is we're going to do tomorrow.
Good deal.
And so we're going to start with a song called Feel a Little Older. And watch for the second verse in here. I sing a song about October. Or a verse about October, and it's just, to me, it's just the perfect song for this time of year. Okay, here we go. Dry, clean, and sober.
sober, sober just in time to see the leaves in October as they fall amidst the laughing trees, swirling in the autumn breeze. Glory simply doesn't keep at all. And when it's over and I'm lying on my bed of leaves, survival has no guarantees except the right for peaceful minds to dream. Now and forever we'll be knocking at the gate, crying through the bittersweet, smiling through the pain. In a little while we'll be on the other side, solace for the harshest days of winter. To lay your head and cry. It's getting colder and I'm gazing in your loving eyes, snuggling against the chilly night. The wells of time are running dry, it seems. And as I hold her in my arms amidst a world in tears, praying for the coming years, I hope there's time for future minds to dream. Smiling through the pain. In a little while will we be thankful every day, even in the darkest days of winter. Feel a little older, older and the wiser for the years, and somewhat bolder if you disregard my stupid fears, lingering like dried up tears, waiting for the passing years to seed and grow over, like since the dawn of time, scars are left behind, peaceful minds can dream.
Joe Pollock and company tonight.
Yeah.
Sounded great.
Derek Smith on percussion and Max Bickle. Max, tonight with the music you're playing, is that a violin or a fiddle?
It's a violin tonight.
There is a difference in the music,
that's
though, right?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like the other one he
it
has.
It does,
yeah.
But it doesn't always sound like the other one. No, that was a great tune. That was a great song. And very, it did feel like autumn. Yeah, very good.
It was kind of a calming song for me, you know, just you wanted to watch those leaves fall.
Yes.
Feel them fall, so it was nice.
So how long have you been planning the show that you're going to be doing tonight?
I've been planning it for a couple months, and we've all been so busy that I didn't really get the music to these guys until it was, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm. So they've all been working really hard, you know, playing the music at home or whatever, getting to know it, because I've had it. I have demos of everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just going to ask, how do you, Derek, practice percussion at home without the rest of the group? Can you do that?
Well, I have the albums. I've heard the songs. A lot of it is just being really present in practice. I think that's a huge part of it. But I don't know. Just it, for me, almost a bigger thing is just being at home, just keeping in practice and keeping my reflexes up so I can adapt, you know, just in the moment. And I think just being present in the practices and in the live performances, that's the biggest thing.
Sure. Well, it's always fun to visit with all of you when you come in, but as you may know, we're short of time tonight because we're going to the homecoming football game.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get you guys back performing, doing another tune if you can.
Yeah, we'd love to. We're going to do a song that I wrote in 1976.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Wow.
I was just learning the guitar. I was just learning my chords. And we're going to switch the mics out here.
Here we go.
And need a little, there we go. And I was just learning guitar, and here's, you know, here's how it went. I learned that part, and I kept going.
Me and you and the sun and the moon never have a worry, and we'll always get by. We'll live for the day, and if it gets too thick, we'll go far, far away from here. We can fly away. We can fly away. Come along, we'll throw away your crushing fear to the wind. Sing a song, happy and crazy with a do or die. You and I, see a smile, run a mile, hey. Living every day with the wind and the rain. And every step we take along the way as a gift without end. Gets too thick, we'll go far, far away from here. We can fly away. We can fly away.
Sun and the Moon.
Joe Pollack and Max Bickle and Derek Smith, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at Betsy Bowen Studio.
Yep, with the rest of the band.
With the rest of the band. Joe, I was going to ask you something. You know, for many years you played acoustic all over town, you and your guitar. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, you got great people to play with. I mean, you got Max and Derek here, and of course you got Jesse singing a lot of songs. And I've heard you quite often now down at the tavern, and it's a full band sound with you know, some covers in there. How's that feel different for you? What do you have to do differently to?
There's just
play,
you know, that? Music like these two guys are the interpreters in the band. If you know what I mean, like. They're there in the moment, especially these two, and they're feeling what the song is about, and they're interpreting it. They're really aiding the storytelling. Mm-hmm. They're listening to the story, and they're making the story. They're bringing out the meaning. It's so much easier with these guys, especially in a band setting where you're in a public place and some people are listening. There's a little background noise. They help to interpret the songs, and so because of that, it makes it a lot easier for that reason to play in front of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and then having Jessie, you know, coming aboard with, she's got a great voice.
Yeah,
we were
she
hoping
really
to
does.
Have her here tonight, but we'll have her another time. And that's got to change the way you look at songs.
It really does. And a lot of the songs that I've written and always sung, I've found that when you have a female singing them, the audience interprets it in a very different way because we, mm-hmm. you know, we subconsciously apply things to the sexes, you know. And so when she sings a lot of the songs that I used to sing, they interpret it differently because yeah. a woman is saying it.
Suddenly they're looking like this is a brand new song.
Exactly. And yeah. she has, like you said, her voice is really incredible. Mm-hmm. And she's just coming into her own now, you know, exploring her voice.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the covers that you do for her, I mean, you're playing the songs because her voice fits those songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But also just picking up on songs you've already written.
Mm-hmm.
So it works great. Yeah. We've got time for another song. You guys got something you'd like to play?
Gone Like
great
the Wind.
Great to hear Max there, too, with that fiddle. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Buck.
Yeah.
All right, this one's called Gone Like the Wind, and this one has another, this is a really good fall song.
Where I'm going, I don't remember where I've been. I don't even know who I am and what I'm living for. And I don't even know where to begin. It keeps getting harder every day, not knowing which way to take. Summer's gone, leaves are turning, winter's in the air. As soon the snow falls deep again, where all the things I used to know when I was younger, where are all the friends I used to have before I came here? They're gone like the wind in the eye of a storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. Gone like the wind in the eye of a storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. Birds go when it snows, and where do the bears go when it's cold, and where do people go when there's no one left at home for them, and where do I go now that the time has come to leave here? Oh, where are all the things I used to know when I was younger? Where are all the friends I used to have before I came here? They're gone with the wind in the eye of a storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. Gone with the wind in the eye of a storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. When.
Yeah, it was Joe Pollack with Max Bickle and Derek Smith. And Max, I don't know what you thought when you moved up here to this area, you and Sherry started your business, but did you think you'd find a musical scene like what you've been able to be a part of here?
Very good question, Buck. No. Of course, I was playing in the cities with lots mm-hmm. of groups for many years, and we came up here to run a business and find a new way of life. And when I found out what a wonderful artistic community it was and how much music and not just the sound of art, but potters and painters and photographers mm-hmm. and jewelers and dancers and so many artists up here, it just has been a wonderful community. And I've found lots of musicians to play with. So
yeah, you play everything across the board, you know, and anybody here that plays music, they can call Max because you can fit in
thanks,
to
Buck.
Any kind of music. But also, you've kind of opened up your own environment to music. You've got a building now that's kind of you set aside for playing with friends. And
yeah, we initially called it the Gathering Place, and then there was a handful of friends that said they wanted to call it the Fiddler's Place. So
oh, yeah.
I
wonder where they got that
given into that pressure. But it's a place for people to get together and enjoy music together or have a reception, a gathering of friends, whatever. So yeah. It's available for a lot of different stuff. But it's we've had band practice there with the Splinters and with Joe Pollack Band. And
you even let Brian play the
didgeridoo.
Bit, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Brian is rocking that didgeridoo there.
It's pretty cool.
A couple weeks ago.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to go to Cook County football here very shortly. They're playing Eveleth tonight. But we do have a song if you guys want to take us out.
Sure, we'll take
you mind doing that?
That'd go Vikings. Come on.
Woo! Yeah, let's win tonight.
I gotta tune this to the Circle of the Seasons.
We want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight, and we hope you keep your dial right where it is for football following this song by Joe Pollack, Max Bickle, and Derek Smith.
Darkness fades to misty gray. All creation sets the stage that plays in front of me. Creatures move across the scene and leave a quiet mystery. Can you figure why they came and where they all may be? Can you believe what you see? Oh, I wonder how can it be? Oh, can you believe what you hear? Oh, can you believe what comes near? When the summer turns to fall, something stirs inside our song. Colors change before our eyes to yellow, brown, and red. Flocks of geese are in the air. There's great excitement everywhere. Making fed or storing seed or hibernate till spring. Oh, can you believe that it's true? Can you believe what they do? Oh, can you believe what you feel? Oh, can you believe that it's real? When flakes of snow come down, falling silent on the ground. All the world seems to stop to watch this magic scene. Soon the quilt of snow will bear the tracks of weasels, wolves, and hares. Beneath a blanket soft and warm, the land will go to sleep. Can you believe that it's true? Oh, can you believe what they do? Oh, can you believe what you feel? Oh, can you believe that it's real? When the winter turns to spring and all the earth is born again, life abounding everywhere, a wondrous thing to see. Does and fawns and cubs and bears, plants are sprouting everywhere. Can you see the harmony, the circle of the seasons?
And that was Joe Pollack with Max Bickle and Derek Smith. And I want to thank you guys so much for coming in tonight.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Buck.
Yeah, thank you, Buck.